Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be finishing up Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, Be'ezus Hashem, as well as starting and finishing Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Beis. So let's begin. We're in the very top line of the Mechaber, Mem Zayin Omud Aleph, where he continues from yesterday's share in the end of Sif Beis, Umalamde Tinokos, people that are rabbeim for young children, first grade rabbi, dinam kitalmidei chacham. They have the same halachic status as a talmid chacham, which we said that a talmid chacham shouldn't be doing fasting unnecessarily because it's going to actually minimize his melechas shemayim. And Allah has kama v'kama, the Shari Tshuva points out over here in the asterisk with the double brackets around it, shemi, even lemi shemachmi b'talmid chacham shechoto sheyisaneh, even those that say that a Talmud Chacham under certain situations can fast, so he says, Mikol Mokum Ein Lahachmi Melamdei Tinokos, a Rebbe of young children is not allowed to fast, because D'Mamayet B'Limud HaTinokos D'Choshiv Tuva, because he's causing the young children not to learn so well, which is even worse than his causing his own learning not to be, and he's Gozel HaSarabim, he's stealing from the public trust that they expect him to teach the young children. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Hey as well, the ikabutarti, you have the two problems over here that Shari Tshuva alluded to. Shemaati Melecha Shemayim, he's minimizing his own Melecha Shemayim, but he's also Vagoza Nasabrios, they're paying him to be a first grade Rebbe, and he's not able to do so. Dafilu Shar Poalim Asum Lisanos, even other workers aren't allowed to go fast if it's going to make their boss pay them and not get a full day's work from them. And certainly Vakosha came Bahem, and certainly Melamdei Tinokos this applies to as well. The issue for the Matem brings down a person who's Otsich B'tzorach Tzibur. He's a Shtadlan by the king, so the Sefer Chassidim brings down the same rules apply to him as well, because he's causing the people financial loss if he doesn't work properly. The issue for number 11 brings down Melamdei Tinokos Sheish Avonos Yaduim, and they unfortunately have sins for which they need to fast for. And the Talmud Chacham is allowed to fast, so the Birkei Yosef brings down they shouldn't be machmir in this situation, like the Shari Tshuva said, because the Mamayit Belimun HaTinokos, which is Dover Choshe B'Yoser, even more important than their own personal sins that they have to atone for, and they're stealing from the Rabbim. Again, this is exactly what the Shari Tshuva said, and he quotes the Birkei Yosef as well in the Shari Tshuva. However, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that if it's a Tanis Tzibur, that even the young Rebbeim have to go, the Rebbeim of the young children have to go and fast because that was accepted by Kol Klai Yisrael. Albeit, he brings down that there is an opinion of the Shelis of Yitshuvas, Yemei Yosef, Lerav Yosef Yadid, who says, Osir for these Rebbeim to fast on the three fasts other than Tisha B'Av, on the Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tavis, and Shavas B'Tamas, he says they're not allowed to go and fast, but that's not the way that we paskin. Mishmur continues, he says, if you have a katu ben yugimu sham yom echod, if you have a boy who's bar mitzvah, 13 years and one day, or a girl, uktana bas yud veishan of yom echod, a girl who becomes bas mitzvah, 12 years and one day, shekiblu alatz mitainis, they accept the promise of the tainis, so then it's a regular neder, nidron kayim, and they have to go and fast. Vafilu en yodum l'shem yid nodru, and this is true even if they're not really very, very smart, and they don't really understand concept of nedarim, nevertheless, they have to go and fast. Because the halach is, dim yodin, if they are smart and understand it, then even the year before, they're called a mufla hasamuch liish nidron chol min haTorah b'shana achas b'kodem. That min hadin midaraisa. This is the only din daraisa that really applies to a child. A child, a boy of 12 years and one day, a girl of 11 years and one day. Dahinu b'kodem mishnas ben yud beis v'yom echad uktana shnas bas yudal v'yom echad. One year before their bar and bas mitzvah respectively. And referred to as a mufla somach liish, and they halachically, if they understand who they're being noted to, have a key of daraisa to go and fulfill their vow. The issue foot number 12 brings down, this is true even if they don't have the physiological simonim. The Rambam writes that their neder is still a neder. Bishumba opens there, they're like a mufla somach liish, because even if they're 13 and 1 year, and they don't have physiological characteristics, nevertheless, for the boy, even if it was 12 years and one day, it would be a valid neder. The issue number 13 brings down, when the boy is 12 years and one day, you have to check him out to see if he understands. And he says, the Rambam brings down in the Torah, Mikol Mokum, B'chol Pam Shenida, you have to check him out each time. You can't say, well, last month he was understanding, Mistam he is now as well. But he also brings down that if they learn the halachos and the darim, so then the Shelis Tshuva's Rab Palam says you don't have to go check them. Once they've already learned it, then it's assumed that they know these dinim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, the father can be made for his daughter's nedarim up to she's 6 months and 12 years old, which the issue footnote number 14 says, the Chazon Ish, in the name of the Marsha, that he says that Muchach Shemonim Chodshi Chama, you go by the lunar months. However, the Chazon Ish says himself, Tzorachin, he's not sure. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, the Ad Osos, man, up until that point in time, he b'shusavia, until 12 years and 6 months, she's still under the domain of her father. However, after that, she's a Bulgaris. She's no longer under his domain. And this is true, even if it's a leap year, you still go by 6 months, you don't go by half the year. She's now a Bulgaris at 12 years and 6 months. And when the father is made for his daughter's Nadarim, he uses the Lashon of Mefer Nadarim, not Matir Nadarim. Brought down by the Magen Avraham. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "O Kosav, the Av Neman Levad Ashno Seim." The father is believed to say how old his children are. Only he is believed automatically to say that, and not another person. Afilu Katim Old Fianira. And even if the child looks very young from an appearances point of view, if the father says no, he's reached a certain age, you believe the father. However, Va'acher Inu Neman, somebody else is not believed. The issue for number 15 brings down that if the father said this at another point in time, let's say when the kid was 6 years old and has no halachic lamaisa ramifications, then we don't believe it. That's called dvarim bi'alma. It's only if he says it with halachic ramifications that the father is believed. In regards to Yerusha, the father is always believed. The issue for number 16 brings down, in terms of writing Sifrei Torah, mezuzos, and tefillin, so Shel Tshuvas Marum Shik brings down, ein lahatil l'nar l'chsov stam apid echad. You can't let somebody else testify. Only the father will be able to testify that the child is definitely a gadol. Single aid is not neman over here, even though we normally say aid echad neman bisurim. That's only a davar she'eno biyado. He doesn't have the ability to go and change it. Rak l'gabi av she'meduyak b'davar. Since the father is assumed to know for certain, it's considered biyado. But somebody else, it's not. You need to have two aidim to testify that the child has reached the age of a gadol. And the Mishmur says, therefore, aid echad is not neman elam kin yesh neid. We need to have two aidim. From the Gemara, it seems to say that if you don't know for certain the child's age, that his neder is not a neder, and it's possible that after the hainu im lefiyah nira b'koma shalo who caught them. That's only when he really doesn't look like he's a gadol. He looks like a 5-year-old kid, so you don't say he's bar mitzvah. The lokein have his svek d'oraisa, because otherwise it would be a svek d'oraisa, and we would say that his neder would be a neder. That concludes the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, and now we begin, and Mitzvah we're going to conclude Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Beis. Beis Yomim En Gozrim Tanis Tzibur. What days you don't make a Tanis for the Tzibur? So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph En Gozrim Tanis Ala Tzibur B'Tchila B'Yom Chamishi. We don't start a Tanis for the Tzibur on a Thursday, unless it is already part of a pattern, as the Mishnah says in Sifkot Aleph, Lafukim Hubemtza. Let's say you already fasted a Monday, Thursday, Monday, so you want to continue, so then you can start it on a Thursday. Kigon Shigozum, Sheni V'Chamish V'Sheni, as I just said, Mutter. In that situation, it's allowed. In the Bihalacha, the Chavetz Chaim, in Dibra Maskel, Ein Gozum Tani says that we're talking here, Stam, the Kol Tani is Dino Hachi. This is irrelevant as to what the cause of the Tanis is, Loshno Avur Gesham, whether it's because of a lack of rain or for some other Tzara. Now, the reason why the Mechaber says we don't start a Tanis on a Thursday, unless it's part of already of a pre-existing series, is Shalol Lafkia, which means the Ramah says, Pira Shalol Yakar Ashar Sharm, that you shouldn't affect the financial markets. Because in this situation, the Mishnah explains, the Sifkot and Beis, Kishiru Shikun Shnei Sudus Gedolus Tzorech Halayla, people are going to see, hey, he's buying a run-on food. He bought two big meals on a Thursday night. Well, Tzorech Sudus Shabbos, he's buying for the breaking of the fast, as well as for Shabbos, Yisburu Shirah Bolyom. People are going to think, oh, what does he know? It must be that there's a famine coming. We have Kiyu Hashem, and the prices are going to go up, and the rabbis didn't want to do that. Now, this is true, the Mechaber says, even if there's no concern that you're going to affect the prices. For example, Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishbura says, you're going to be a Shiruba of the Gilulim. In a city where it's majority of non-Jewish people, so it's not going to impact that a couple of Jews in that city bought extra food. However, the Mishnah says, "Ve'efsho but the meninos elu." Nowadays, the lo shlichim avkia sharim that we really don't impact the prices. Mutu ligzor tainis biyom chamishi v'chein noagin. He brings out from the Morgan of Ram and other achronim that we would allow in this, nowadays this situation to be gozer tainis even on a Thursday. And the issue footnote number 2 says this is especially true if it's an impending tzara, for example, an earthquake. So he brings out from the Kaf v'chayim hakomodim shein lahamtim. Don't wait then. Ve'efsho ligzor tainis avil biyom chamishi, and you can certainly make a tainis then even on Thursday. The issue footnote number 1 brings down that normally we see elsewhere that you're supposed to buy the food for Shabbos on Friday. So why would buying on Thursday cause them to buy two meals? So he says it depends. If it's a type of food that requires a great deal of preparation, so then people would buy it on Thursday for Shabbos, and that's what they're referring to over here, that they'll buy food for Shabbos and they'll buy food to break the fast, and it's going to look like, whoa, there's a run on the food market, and it's going to cause an inflation and cause the prices to go up, which the rabbis did not want. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Ein gozer tanis alatzibur b'roshi chadoshim or b'chanukah or b'purim or b'chol shemoy." We don't gozer lechatchila a tanis on the tzibur if it's going to turn out to be on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah or on Purim or on Chol Shemoy. These are days you're not supposed to fast, and therefore we're not gozer a tanis on the tzibur for those days. However, if they started a series of fasts and it turns out then that one of these fast days does come out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, or Chol Shemoy, the Meschilu Lasanos alatzorot nebuch, there's some sort of a disaster that could befall Klai Yisrael, and the rabbis decreed a series of fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and they continue doing that, and it ends up that one of these Mondays or Thursdays, let's say, comes out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, or Chol Shemoyed, afilu yom echad upaga behem yom echad mielu, even if they only started one day, and they didn't realize that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim, nevertheless, in this situation, then you are allowed to fast, and you should fast, because they were gozer on the tzibur, even on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, or Chol Shemoyed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us, Yesh omrim shim lo olo al daitom shebehem shechayomim yivka bohem echem yel yomim. There is an opinion that says that if they didn't even think that this would happen, that it would turn out to be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, or Chol Shemoyed, afim hischilu mafsik, and then they wouldn't go and fast on that day, because they didn't even have a hava mina that that would happen, so therefore it's not taking effect. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey says that you do in this situation finish the Taneisim, afogav the Rosh Chodesh Yikrimoed, even though Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed. Nevertheless, mikol mokom lo mikri yom mishta v'simcha, it's not technically a day of mishta and simcha, and therefore you could fast on it if you had to, such as for this tzara. Now we go to Siv Kimmel. The Mechaber writes, Tzibur shebikshu ligzer tainis sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. If a tzibur wants to declare a series of fasts for the tzara that's coming upon them, and they declare Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then upaga betainis tubishvat, and it turns out that that will be tubishvat one of the Thursdays. I'm dictating this now during the week of tubishvat. It's going to be Yemitz Hashem this Thursday, tubishvat. So this is exactly halacha lemaisa for those that are listening to this right now. If a tzibur had been gozer atanis this past Monday, and now it's Thursday, and they're going to have Tu B'Shvat come in the way of this tanis, so what should you do? Atanis nidcha l'Shabbos haba. So we push it off to the next week. L'Shabbos haba doesn't mean for Shabbos, it means to the next week. So don't fast on Thursday. So if the Chazal had declared this week a fast on Monday, we wouldn't fast this week Thursday on Tu B'Shvat, and we'd instead fast the following Monday and Thursday. Why? Because Tu B'Shvat is a great day in the Jewish calendar. It's the Rosh Hashanah for the Lilanos, as we pass like Beis Hillel in the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which says Abba Rosh Hashanah's name, and it talks about whether it's Echod B'Shvat according to Beis Shammai or Tu B'Shvat according to Beis Hillel, which is the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. We pass, of course, like Beis Hillel, and therefore this is a day that we shouldn't have a fast on. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav, he says, Pam echod goza maril. One time, this was a Maisa Shaya, the maril was gozer atanis, shalo lecho boso b'chol yom sheni. He said the people shouldn't eat meat on every Monday, ad Rosh Hashanah, for that whole year until the next Rosh Hashanah. And it turned out, b'chol tuba of b'yom sheni. And that year, tuba of turned out to be on a Monday, v'lo rotza lecho boso, and he didn't want the people to eat boso. However, when a Monday that year came out on Erev Yom Kippur, or another Suddas Mitzvah, for example, could go and pigeon a ben, he said they can't eat meat. He allowed them to have meat, but he didn't allow them to have it on Tu B'Av, he allowed them to have it on Erev Yom Kippur or in a Suddas Mitzvah. And on that, the Morgan said about that, the Dav Kohasim, only in that situation, that the Maril, Gozar, V'kulam Hayu Somchalav, everybody relied upon the Maril. The Maril is the father of many Ashkenazic customs, so they all follow what the Maril said. And therefore, what his Kavanah was, that's what the din was. And he didn't have in mind Tu B'Av, and therefore they didn't eat meat on Tu B'Av, but he had in mind that they could eat meat on Erev Yom Kippur or on a Suddas Mitzvah, and therefore they could eat meat. Shalom Niskavi, less of Erev Yom Kippur, below a Suddas Mitzvah. He never had that in mind. However, an individual that takes upon himself such a series of Taneisim, Aval Yochid Shkiba Lov Cholov, for him, if he said, I'm not going to eat meat on that day, and then it turns out that it was one of these days, he would have to not eat meat on that day. It would be Chal, because the Ein Mechuyv Lechol Basar Afilu B'Shabbos V'Yontiv, Ayin Shom. Because technically, there is no Chiyav to eat Basar, even on Shabbos and Yontiv. And therefore, in this situation, the individual didn't have in mind that it didn't include that, unless he expressly stated so. If he said it doesn't include that, then of course it wouldn't include it. But if he just said Stam, he's fasting on every Monday, and it turns out to be Erev Yom Kippur, or it turns out to be another Suddas Mitzvah, he shouldn't have meat on those days, because there's no chiyuv to have meat on those days. As the issue foot number 6 brings down, even on Shabbos, Afa Pisha Eino Chayiv Lecho Basar B'Shabbos, there is no chiyuv to eat Basar on Shabbos. However, we brought down in Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Mem Aleph, Sheish Mitzvah L'Achilas, so certainly we should have meat on Shabbos if you can, and especially if you like meat. If you don't like meat, meat, then there's no mitzvah to have meat. And likewise, therefore, hey, mishinoda bechilas baser matirin lois did rabbi Shabbos. If somebody made a nether not to eat meat, so he can go be matir his nether to have meat on Shabbos, because that's a tzorich Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, he'd be allowed to have that nether to be matir. The issue for number 7 says, likewise, in terms of yontif, even though there is a mitzvah of simchas yontif, and we normally say ein simcha l'basa v'yayin, so we brought down previously, b'bir halacha in simen tov kuv chav tes, it also says she'achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayim vein lanu basa shlamim, that the real basa of simcha is basa shlamim. So we're not really yotzei the full mitzvah of simcha with basa without it being a basa shlamim, and we can only be yotzei it with yayin. Nevertheless, mikom makom mitzvah yesh gam b'chilas basa, as we brought down many times. Even nowadays, there is a mitzvah to try to have meat on yontif, because there is a concept of simcha with meat. And therefore, one should try to have meat on yontif. The whole big question we discussed in the past as well, whether that includes fowl, chicken, or turkey, or something like that, and also whether that would include something like sushi or fish. So that's already a much more difficult sheet to say, but many say that it would include chicken, and certainly, ideally, it should include meat. One should ideally have meat on both Shabbos and Yom Tov, again, assuming one likes meat, and assuming that meat is available. Finally, we close out today's share with Ramah. He says, "Hago miu imeschilu lasanos emavsekin kamo rosh chodesh v'cholamoid." If you started a series of fasts, however, and you didn't realize, and now it comes out that even Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, and Purim, Chol HaShemoed come out in that series of fasts. So once you've started the series of fasts, we don't stop them. Like we just said before, the halacha early in the siman for the Beis Yosef, that we fast on even Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in that situation. With this, we conclude today's shir and the beautiful siman, Tov Kuf Ayin Beis.